Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Around the Table. It's 2:05 p.m., and we're power lunching here at the Tucson Foodie headquarters. Around the Table, the Tucson Foodie edition number 3, where we've invited the most interesting and influential tastemakers, style makers, newsmakers, lovers, artists, foodies, and friends.
Cuddly men.
Cuddly men.
We got some cuddling men with us right now. Mm-hmm. We're about to talk chicken. It's very echoey.
I've got a sound problem happening here. We got to fix that. Maybe you can get on Ben's mic with him.
I don't need to talk anymore. I just want to listen to them talk about chicken.
I know, but I want to hear. I want to make sure everybody hears what you have to say. That's important. So the guys from the Drunken Chicken are here, and from Mr. Heads. And I want to tell you that when we're talking about the perfect to-go food to fill a perfect picnic basket, we're having a picnic basket blast as we prepare for our Let's Take It Outdoors season, going to the Tucson Pops, Little League tailgating, all those things. We thought, what is in your picnic basket? And who better to ask than a bunch of foodie friends? And we've got the foodie friends from Drunken Chicken and Mr. Heads. Micah's here. He's kind of like the proprietor of all of this, the visionary who pulled this team together. And it's really an honor to have you here.
Well, thanks for inviting us down.
Now, when did you start this operation? Because it kind of started just as Mr. Heads, right?
Yeah, Mr. Heads is about 8 years old, and then worked with Ben for a long time. And him and myself and my wife, Chelsea, all kind of got together and created the Drunken Chicken.
You've been getting a lot of acclaim, a lot of praise. You're doing some exceptionally good food at Drunken Chicken. What's the concept, basically, at Drunken Chicken?
Well, we wanted to do something that was a little bit fun and different. It's a small kitchen, but it's a completely from-scratch kitchen. So nothing's frozen. Everything comes in fresh, and we pretty much hand-make everything that's there. Our appetizers, our chicken when it comes in, we hand-trim it. We do 24-hour marinade. And it's breaded to order, so nothing's sitting in heat lamps or in freezers or anything like that. So we just kind of took our own take on chicken and waffles, being Arizona people. We're not Southern, so we just kind of wanted to do it our own way, and it seems to be working out well.
Micah, last night I had the dubious honor of going somewhere that say they are known for their chicken tenders, and I don't know why. So tell us, and I'm not going to say who it is. You know who it is.
No, but you know, it's funny. When I tell people that I'm taking them to a place, well, what do they have? I said, well, they have this chicken. What kind of chicken? Fried chicken. Fried chicken. I said, yeah, what kind of fried chicken? I said, well, it's kind of like chicken. I almost have to explain and apologize because the chicken tender has been one of the most maligned food items in the last 20 years.
Like, I love chicken. That's a great, easy, that's terrific.
If you're a mom, you have a very intimate relationship with chicken tenders, generally speaking. But they're never as wonderful as they are now at Drunken Chicken. That's why I'm saying.
So what I wanted to say to Micah was, everybody says they do amazing fried chicken. It's so rare. Why is Drunken Chicken amazing?
Well, it's the care we put into it. We're using all NAE chicken, so no antibiotic ever. Like I said, it's never frozen. So, and then we hand trim it. We make all of our own spice blends. So even in the marinade, we have our own spice blend that my wife made up. We make all of our own dredges. And, you know, each of the chicken strips is about half a chicken breast. So they're called the mega strips because, I mean, we put two of those on a chicken sandwich. A lot of people end up taking one of them off and eating it as a side later. So it's just good. A lot of care put into it and a good process that we use.
So we're talking picnic baskets today. So one of the things we talked about just as we were going to commercial is, hey, y'all, I love some fried chicken cold the next day in my picnic basket. Does yours travel?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So talk about that. What's in your picnic basket?
And I want to say, we've also got Ben and Tim here from Mr. Heads and Drunken Chicken. And these are three connoisseurs. These are guys that if you want to know where to go for good stuff in Tucson, and especially if you want to go to pizza, but this is a whole nother show. We're going to have Tim back. But Tim is actually world famous as the pizza reviewer.
World famous.
One bite pizza reviews. They're unbelievable. But let's ask them.
Yeah, one bite. Everybody knows the rules. I didn't make it up, but there it is. Picnic baskets. Are we using a refrigerated, insulated picnic basket?
Well, you can. Sure. A cooler if you want to.
But see, this is the thing.
Bring the beer. Because the beer is the most important.
That's fine. Okay, so that's the most important.
Tailgate party a little
bit. Okay, so tell us. Okay. All right.
Beer will make that basket. Beer will make the basket.
For, if you're a beer lover, right?
Beer makes the basket. I love
so,
that.
Yeah.
So or tell us liquor, what's in
wine, something.
What's in your cooler?
Well, this fruit. There's peaches for sure. There's nothing better than on a warm day in the outside than peaches to me. But I'm also a sandwich guy, and I know that, you know, that's a pretty simple answer. But for me, I'm a New York deli guy, and salami and cheese, American cheese, general salami on a hero. That's what we call it back east, a hero, not a sub or whatever.
Does the bolillo roll substitute or the bolillo roll substitute for that out here?
It does to a certain extent. It's what we have, so it's what I use.
So what do you like? Where do you get your food that you're taking with you, or are you making it?
I'll most likely make it. I'll get the cold cuts probably from a Dickman's because I live near one, the one that's near Orange Grove. Those guys are fantastic, and they always take care of me. So that's a place I always stop for deli meats, any kind of meats. I do live with a vegetarian, so it's difficult to bring a lot of meat home. Usually I'm just going there to get a sandwich made by them. But I have been known to just ask for the cold cuts and make the sandwich myself.
But you grow a lot of food, too, because you're kind of a farming kind of guy.
I have a garden. I've tried many times to do many different things. I do very well with arugula. I do okay with cucumbers, and I have a lime tree that's busting out limes right now, as well as a pomegranate tree.
We've got the doorbell ringing. I love that the doorbell's ringing here at Tucson Foodie Headquarters, where we are around the table. This is the Tucson Foodie Edition number 3. You are listening to us live on AM 1030. This is The Voice. Trusted local news and talk, where the local news is the local talk. The local talk is the local news. We're talking the Picnic Basket Edition. How can you have the most delicious summer possible with the food from the best to-go places when it's too hot to cook and too hot to eat? Let's go out and kill. You know what we're going to do? We're going to cultivate conviviality together. I know. Jennifer laughs at me when I do that.
Because it's funny. We're cultivating conviviality 5 times fast.
We are here with the guys from Drunken Chicken and Mr. Heads, and we're talking about how to make a great picnic basket. The beauty of having friends in the business, they know a lot of places in town that maybe we don't know about. They know the foods to get that'll really augment and travel well, whether it's a picnic to go to the Tucson Pops. And so Micah from Mr. Heads and Drunken Chicken is here. I know you're a family man. Tell me what your perfect picnic basket looks like.
I mean, you got to have sandwiches. I agree with Tim. For me, perfect picnic is sandwiches and to go along with Ben. You got to have the right beer for the sandwich, at least for me. I know some people aren't beer drinkers out there, but we still like them. So, yeah, I think a great...
They can always bring a flask.
No, well, what's the secret, since you guys are guys in the beer business? And we should say, they sell more Pabst Blue Ribbon beer than... They're one of the top 30 outlets in America,
of
PBR.
Really?
I'm from New England. I can tell you that everybody's like, really? A PBR draft? Well, Mike, I'll let you tell it. It just doesn't taste like the can.
Well, it's much better, and we take very good care of our beer lines, which makes a difference too. But we keep the beer at the right temperature, so you're getting a nice cold 35 degree PBR in a 20 ounce mug for $2.
So you can't really go wrong with
that. Let's just say that one more time.
You get a 35 degree beautiful PBR in a 20 ounce mug for $2.
Delicious.
What else, when it's 100 degrees, would you rather be sipping on if you were somebody who liked beer? This is a great beer for $2.
I mean, it's a great value for sure. In my picnic, I probably would not have a PBR there. I would maybe go with a nice APA or a nice lager. Lagunitas just came out with a wonderful lager that's delicious.
I just want it to be, I would go with a sour beer, absolutely. That's tried and true for the hot summer months in my book. And it doesn't get any better on a hot summer day than a nice sour, salty, jaw-breaking beer for me.
Jawbreaker. I love that.
We talked on the way here about how it depends on where the picnic is. Are we in the middle of downtown Tucson, or are we in Mount Lemmon? Because the beer style can change. You know, you can go a little bit darker, a little bit heavier IPA-wise with a Mount Lemmon stop way up by the stairs.
Are you camping? Are you hanging out for the day?
I mean, there's stouts. You go porters. Who knows?
So I want to ask the question, since we have the beer guys in the house. I'm going to let you cover the whole category of beverages, but when it comes to beer, how are you going to keep something cold at a picnic if you are going out? What are the tricks that you all employ to keep things cold, your beverages cold?
Well, they make these wonderful coolers that have wheels on them, so you can just roll it through the park and keep all your beers in there.
There's
nice and cool.
There's also soft coolers.
There's those.
There's obviously there's things you can keep in the freezer, the ice packs. That works.
I find one of the most important things that works the best is actually making sure it's to temperature before it leaves.
Absolutely.
It is very hard to get it to temperature, even with the cold packs and the ice. I just got, for my husband's birthday, it's kind of like a Yeti. I forget what it's actually called, but it basically kept ice for us, ice, actual ice, ready to go over 4 days at the 24-hour in the Old Pueblo race.
Wow, that's an impressive feat. Absolutely.
It was amazing. Everything stayed cold. Our dairy stayed refrigerated. So I'm telling you, I'm going to get you the name of that cooler.
I think it is the Yeti.
No, it wasn't the Yeti. It's the new Yeti. It's
Arctic?
Better. It's the better Yeti.
The Betty?
Better. The better Yeti. All right, we're going to take a very quick break in just a couple of minutes, but let's tell everybody where Drunken Chicken is, and tell us about your to-go program, because we want to make sure people know that if they're going to make a picnic, do you make picnic baskets for people? If someone said, I'm going to the Pops, I'm feeding four people, can you guys put some food together for me? Do you do that kind of thing for folks?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had people call in and do requests for small parties, things like that. A lot of times we'll just kind of ask them what their budget is, and we can put together a great meal for them, depending on what kind of occasion that they need.
Can you tell us where Drunken Chicken is located and where Mr. Heads is? Do you serve food at Mr. Heads, or do you run the food up from the chicken?
We deliver from Drunken Chicken down to Mr. Heads. So if you're over at Mr. Heads having a beer, and we have our giant patio down there, you can just call it in, and we'll bring it right down to you. Very simple. We'll even bring an iPad if you're using a credit card, so we make life real easy for you.
And would you tell everybody where you're located and what the phone number is?
Sure. Drunken Chicken is at 429 North 4th Avenue, right down the street from Mr. Heads, which is at 513 North 4th Avenue. And Drunken Chicken phone number is 617-0000.
One of the all-time great phone numbers in town.
I got to thank Ben for that phone number.
I had to pull some strings to get that one, but we did.
And before we let you go, guys, where is your favorite picnic spot? Say you were trying to make a really classic Tucson afternoon or evening on a weekend coming up. You want to just have a really relaxing time. Where are your favorite picnic spots?
I mean, me personally, I love Mount Lemmon. It's nice to get out of the heat. It's fun for the kids can run around and play. Lots of nice little trails. So I'm a big fan of picnics up at Mount Lemmon.
You know, I'm not really sure. I do prefer my own patio because I don't like to go too far when I'm not working. But I'd say Mount Lemmon, especially way up when it's cooler, especially this time of year or approaching this time of year, or a baseball game.
I personally love Catalina State Park. It's been a childhood favorite of mine. I get to go with my parents, take the dogs out. So that's my all-time favorite. Mount Lemmon's great. It's a long drive. And it's kind of terrifying driving down, but...
All right, Big Ben, here's the question.
Yes.
Drunken Chicken tenders as to-go food for my perfect picnic. Spicy, not spicy?
Spicy. Always spicy.
Always spicy, yeah.
I go without spicy, but that's a personal choice.
All right. This is awesome. I love that you guys are here. We're going to take a very quick break. This is Around the Table, the Tucson Foodie Edition number 3. Coming to you live from Tucson Foodie headquarters with the Tucson Foodie herself. Jennifer Teufel is here.
See you back in a few minutes.
We'll be back with more right after this. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to AM 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk, where the local news is the local talk, and where the local talk is the local foodie. Tucson Foodie, that is. Hang in there. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Around the Table, the Tucson Foodie Edition number 3, coming to you live from the Tucson Foodie headquarters downtown above Riley. This is the most delicious power lunch, getting ready to have a picnic season. We're kicking it off. The weather's turning warm. We've invited the most interesting and influential newsmakers, taste makers, style makers, movers and shakers to this power lunch at Jennifer Teufel's Round Table in the test kitchens at the Tucson Foodie headquarters.
You give us such good lead-in. I really like that. Talking after you speak is a little worrisome for me because I use normal length words.
You use the right words.
I am really excited because now we're going to talk about one of Melissa's favorite. Melissa, our staff social media specialist, one of her favorite things. We're going to talk about wine. One of your favorite things. We're going to talk about booze and what you put in your basket.
You know what's so funny? Eric Harding is our show mixologist. And you know I don't drink anymore, right? Like I drink maybe a few sips just to be...
I hear you. Yeah.
But that's not my thing. So... when we talk about what we're going to go do, it's not just about what I like. You and I do the same thing. It's about what's really great, whether we like it. Like, this isn't just about our taste. We just are talking about the things that are the very best examples of what they are for everybody. Like, what we do, you can take this to the bank.
Yeah, we want to make sure that all of our listeners, all of our Tucson foodies alike, get to know what's delicious out there. And that's why we invite lots of people down here with lots of different palates.
But I've... studied cocktails for years. I've been a historian. I've taught them. I've done seminars. I've been involved in the World Margarita Championships. I've been involved with Tales of the Cocktail because it's just a sector of our industry in hospitality that has had a really booming experience over the last 20 years. We've gotten to know great wine over the last 20, 30 years. We've gotten to know great tea over the last 10 to 12 years. There are these things that happen that we must pay attention to as foodies, whose job it is to say, let me turn you on to these really great, delicious things. And so when we talk about going for the ultimate picnic basket experience, we want to go to the places that have the best to-go food in town. Where are the best sandwiches? When you're making a picnic basket, what are the things you're going to bring that are going to delight the most people? And so when it comes to the category of picnic baskets, we've got Agua Frescas for everybody.
And Maynard's did a delicious one straight from their garden today. Organic strawberries, organic basil, and wait, that's not how you say it in America. Basil. Anyway, some organic basil.
All basil.
And some beautiful lemonade. It's a beautiful strawberry basil lemonade basil.
It's delicious. And so we're going to have Eric Harding joining us from Elvira's in just a little bit because he's our show mixologist.
Yeah.
And every week he joins us with something that will delight us. He's created the ultimate Tucson Pops Paloma so that you can batch these, take them in a thermos, bring them to the Tucson Pops, and they're the ultimate go with for your Tucson picnic basket.
Does a Paloma have an egg white?
No, it has. Well, we're going to ask because we could ask Virginia. She's here. She's one of the mixologists from Elvira's, too. But no, my Palomas never do. Mine almost always have a little extra black pepper syrup because I always make a black pepper simple syrup, but not everybody does. I like the black pepper to go with the pink grapefruit just by virtue of the nature of it. It's delicious. But then people like to take a wine, and you want a light wine. You don't want like a big, heavy, knock-you-out wine because you're out. You're going someplace.
And super lucky today because Andres Ramirez is with us from Synergy Wines, Wines.
Right. And do you know that last night he did the weekly complimentary wine tasting at Revel Wine Bar, which they do every Wednesday night? And he introduced us last night to wines that are sensational for picnic baskets.
So we asked him for three sensational picnic baskets, and picnic basket wines, and he's such an overachiever. He went with six.
I know. He's great.
Come on in here. Get in here, Andres.
We're so glad you're here.
Hello.
Thank you.
And
hello.
We had a blast last night. You really introduced some lovely things. What'd you bring for us today, and what makes a great picnic basket wine?
Well, pick something, first of all, that you really like and that's good to share with whoever you're with. So I try to stay kind of to refreshing, light things, because usually we're trying to get away from the heat here. So with that in mind, you told me three, I went with six. I picked two of each in two different price points, just in case we're taking a quick little trip or it's a no money, it doesn't matter.
And you brought a couple of wines because we thought the best place to build a picnic basket was Time Market and Rincon Market. And you actually chose, we're going to start with the wine that you can only get at Time Market and Rincon Market. What makes them such a connoisseur's, you know, partner?
Well, I've been working and I've known Peter for 15 years, and his palate and my palate are actually rather similar. But also, he's just really seeks out special wines and hard to find. And at Synergy, we offer some wines that are only offered twice a year. And in the case of this rosé, it's only offered once a year. And it's such a wonderful wine that Peter stepped up and bought cases for each store, for the market, Time Market and for Rincon Market. And they're the only ones who have it in town available retail at the moment.
So what's the name of the rosé so our listeners know what to
ask
for?
The rosé is called Sperino, Proprietà Sperino. And it's from northern Italy, from Piedmont, Alto Piemonte. Retails for around $22 to $23.
Now, one of the things that when you say rosé wine, I automatically think of the south of France. I think of Tavels. I think of really sort of like fancy, luscious wines. Because the south of France and summertime and rosé wines, they just go hand in hand. I don't know that I would have necessarily naturally thought of an Italian wine as being a great rosé.
That is true, but in the last few years, the rosés from all over the world really have really gone up in quality. And this part of the world and the grape Nebbiolo itself just lends, it's a light skin grape, so it lends itself very well for a rosé. High acidity, light skin, and it's a beautiful salmon color. Highly recommend it.
And I know that when we talk about these kinds of light summer wines, this is something that's very crowd-pleasing. This is one you might want to have when you're having a little bit more of a... Do you want to have it as a fancier kind of thing? Or is this just one of those times where you should just spend a couple of extra dollars and get something so delicious you won't be disappointed?
Yeah, with rosé in particular, because along with the quality going up, the popularity has brought out a lot of not-so-great rosé into the market. So in this one, it's totally worth it to spend the extra money and see what a high-quality rosé is really like. It's not that much more, and it's at least twice as good as your average $10 to $15 rosé.
And when you say a rosé wine, what is a rosé wine food friendly paired with?
So rosés can handle things like entry dishes. So your sort of a quiche to salads to a nice little like Eegee's, you know, grinder if you're not cooking for yourself. But it can also move on to chicken or salmon dishes. I mean, especially if you buy a high quality one that has nice acid like that, salmon, move on to further things. Even you had it with a burger last night, and I thought it was pretty delicious then.
Let's talk about some of the other wines that you brought for us to try for the picnic basket portion of our evening.
Great. So I did pick another white, which we tried last night, from La Spinetta, also in Italy. Just huge fan of Italian wine. Giorgio Rivetti owns La Spinetta, and his Vermentino from the Tuscan coast is a wonderful wine. It's very fresh, 2018 vintage, just arrived in Arizona maybe 3 weeks ago. Retails for around $20. Also light, but it has more fresh fruit coming up, fresh pear and apricot, and also nice, very acidity. That can handle some more seafood. Being a coastal wine, it has a salinity to it.
And the third wine we're going to tell people about today, I love that the number on the page jumped out at me, $14. I think that's a great picnic basket price. But you wouldn't have had it on the list unless it was delicious. What is it?
Right. That was my second option for rosé in case we didn't want to go over $20. And it's a Minervois rosé from the south of France, like we were speaking. It's a blend of Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre. And it's the producer is Chateau Perraza. Perraza Estates.
And did you bring anything red? Because I know people don't necessarily automatically think of red wines in the summertime, but you probably have something that the red wine lover is going to love.
Yes, I'm suggesting Barbera. It's also a wine from Piedmont, Italy, and it's a wine that's going to be new to some of you and a lot of people, but it's worth trying and seeking out. Look for a current vintage, so 2017 or 16, and they're great medium-bodied wines, also very food-friendly, usually not too high in alcohol and medium to low tannin, so it's perfect picnic wine. It can handle a slight chill also.
And these wines are available where?
Plaza, Rincon, Time Market, our local
and shops. By the glass at our friends at Revel.
And at Revel, they have it by the glass also.
Hey, thank you so much for being
here. Thank
you
for having me.
Thanks for coming back.
Try these wines. Let me know what you think.
Leave the list with us. We're going to tell people about this, and we're going to put this up on the website. Thanks so much for coming in and being with us.
Thanks, Andres.
Thank you.
All right. So one of our girlfriends is here from the business. Don't
so
you love
cute.
It when the girls come and visit?
Yes.
Like the ladies are going to get it done.
The men have left the room. Let's talk food.
So sometimes when we go to a favorite place, we develop relationships with people. And over time, and we're going to talk about this on another show.
We're going to talk about being a regular in a few weeks.
But there is nothing more delightful than when somebody calls you by name, recognizes you, smiles when you walk in, and makes you feel really welcome. To me, that's hospitality in action.
Absolutely.
And there are lots and lots of places around town that actually do that here in Tucson.
Absolutely.
One of my favorites is Elvira's. And while Eric Harding is coming in a little bit to teach us about a great cocktail we can batch and bring on a picnic, we asked his associate, Virginia Bemmer, from Elvira's, behind the bar, to tell us, because she's in the business.
What's in her picnic
she's
basket?
She's a connoisseur. And,
she's eating. She's like around delicious food all day, all night.
Right.
So when she goes on a biscuit. Okay, so we're
so
hitting
when
we were talking,
we were talking last night, yeah. And she had such great ideas. I said, you have to come and tell us this. Because this is why we have friends in the business. Our friends in the business are people in the food business who tell us the best places to go, the best things to get, and this is the ultimate picnic basket show. So this is the ultimate picnic basket.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm more than happy anytime it's either here or when I'm at work or just with friends to kind of talk about food and where you can go to really get a great meal, even if it's takeaway or if you're going to sit down for dinner. But when we were talking about picnic baskets, my eyes lit up. I know we were just talking about Time Market and how you can get some great wines there. They also have a fantastic curry turkey that you can go ahead throw in your picnic basket. It's going to hold. Earlier, I heard you talking about the best places to go and sit down and have a picnic. Armory Park is fantastic.
It is.
For that.
It's lovely. Yeah.
And I live downtown, and so it's really easy for me to walk from my house because I don't drive.
And you can find shade.
Exactly, which is hard to find in Tucson.
It's just hard to find.
But I thought it was really important. You know, I made myself a list. I was like, where can I get different things? Or maybe go to one place and find a couple different things that I can pick up for a picnic basket. And one of those places is Westbound. Tucson, over at the Annex that just opened, the MSA Annex. And I was thinking, you know, you can grab beer and wine to go there. And then also they have Kukai right next to it. And I love edamame because it's something that whether or not you get it right away or you enjoy it later, it's always going to stay. And that's going to be something great to enjoy.
Right. You have something that you can steam, stick in the fridge, take with you, salt it up.
Isn't that a great
and
idea?
And it's great.
Exactly, yeah.
I never even thought of that. Thank you. I'm putting that one in my next basket.
I hope so because it's my favorite to have in a basket. aside from that, I didn't want to just stick to one place. I'm a big cold brew person. I love to have coffee when I go to the park, when I'm just walking to work, that type of thing. So I was thinking about Bentley's Ice Mocha.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Delicious.
She's like two for two.
You know, I just tried the Nitro Cold Brew they're serving over at the Box Yard. It was delicious. I mean, I was on speed for 2 days, but it was so good.
I haven't tried that one. I'm going to have to.
Yeah, it's delicious. And eating there, you're kind of in a picnic the whole time.
Yeah. And the great thing about Nitro is it's always going to be a little bit extra creamy compared to, you know, your average cold coffees.
Right.
And we should remind everybody that you're one of the mixologists at Elvira's. And so you're in the business. Do you eat a lot of Elvira's food, and so you want something different on your day off, or do you always go back to those because it's just so good?
You know, I do end up eating at my work even when I'm off. Just yesterday, I went in because my aunt was in town, and we sat down and had dinner. But if I'm going to have something that I'm going to take away from Elvira's, it's going to have to be one of our appetizers for sure. We have the Machalmos, which you can't go wrong with. They're like a shredded flash fried beef. They can go in tacos, and they hold really well because they aren't overly, I want to say juicy. And then also just going for guacamole. Honestly, just grabbing some guac to go and enjoying that. And then when it comes to entrees, I love our moles. I will eat mole all day long. We have a mole coloradito that is one of my favorites. And if I'm taking that to go, which I have, and I love doing, always get the sauce on the side. A lot of people forget that you can do that when you're grabbing to go, and it makes it so much easier to enjoy something later as well.
And I love dredging a chunk of bread through mole. I mean, there's nothing more delicious than mole sauce.
Oh, it's
panna chocolata.
Well, it's just important. It's important.
Yeah, and it's important to have variety too. So just the ability to grab different types of mole on the go. A couple weeks ago, we had somebody come in and purchase like 32 ounces of just mole sauce. And that's a great way to do it as well. You know, you want to be able to prepare a meal for your family to take with. Why not just grab a sauce that's ready to go? Because mole is so time consuming and it's so delicious at the same time.
So what's in your basket? What else is in your basket?
Let's see. I have the Tanya's tamales, hands down, because you can grab them from the fridge. Tanya's over on St. Mary's. I also have...
Is there any variety you prefer?
you know, I love just any type of tamales any day. I do like to get, you know, red salsa to go on top of it. Just all day long, salsa, any type of salsa will do for me, really. And then also I have, you know, I talked to a couple friends last night and everyone kept saying that the little one, their breakfast burritos are to die for.
Adam was just talking about burritos. We love the little one for burritos. Yeah, delish.
Great choice. And it's female owned too. So, you know, you're supporting other females in the food business, which isn't always easy to come by. To Go Beers, the Royal Room, because, you know, why not? Why not go support all of the different places that you can get these to-go beers from and these to-go drinks? And then I also have the cheese plate from La Cocina, because I think that is a fantastic addition to have any type of charcuterie plate or cheese plate. The AC Marriott even has a cheese plate in their, like, grab-and-go market, and so you can just walk in.
I love that at the lobby. I'm with you on that, and now... so yes, AC does it, but now at Trader Joe's, they all have the little plastic compartment containers of rolled cheese with different meats, salami or prosciutto wrapped around it. You grab that and some melon and you're good.
Well, and we should say that there are different price points for different people, but the quality is always what we're all about. And I'd rather spend a little bit of money and get something delicious, and no matter where you can get it from, whether it's at Time Market, Rincon Market, or Trader Joe's, go for the thing that's really going to be the best quality, and maybe buy a little bit less of it or get just one thing instead of three things. But don't skimp on what's going to be delicious.
Like one of the things that I love doing is if it's over at Five Points Market, you know, some of the farmers markets are so good. And you can just grab some of the local goat cheese, a little of the local honey, maybe some Ben Forbes sausage or some kind of meat.
The Verde sausage. Have you tried that?
So good. It is delish. Somebody's at the door.
I love that the doorbell keeps ringing. Lights up when the doorbell rings.
Exciting. Somebody new to talk about food with. No, but you go down to one of the farmers markets. You grab a piece of, like we were talking about, a little bit of their honey. You get a local, sometimes they have delicious chilies that they're roasting. The local cheese, the local honey, and you're good.
We're going to take a very quick break. Last break, I promise. This is Around the Table, the Tucson Foodie Edition number 3, coming to you live from downtown in the city of gastronomy, right here at the Tucson Foodie headquarters on AM 1030. The Voice, your trusted source for local news and talk. We'll be back with more right after this. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Around the Table, the Tucson Foodie Edition, broadcasting live from the city of gastronomy, Tucson Foodie Edition number 3. Don Guerra was nominated this year in the semifinals for the James Beard Award as the best baker in the country. When you have a foodie in your community, you are very blessed. He is generously spending a few minutes with us today to tell us what's in his perfect picnic basket. Don Guerra joins us now live from Barrio Bread. Hey, welcome back.
Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Oh, I'm so happy you're here with us. You're here with me and with Jennifer Teufel from Tucson Foodie. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Don. We're so excited to have you with us.
Thankful to be with you.
So it's picnic basket time as we kick off the Tucson Pop season. Little League playoffs are here. We want a tailgate. And we know that you're going to bring a local, sustainable sensibility to it and connoisseurship that are unrivaled. What should we expect to see in a Don Guerra perfect picnic basket?
Well, I think it all starts with the bread, right?
Mm-hmm. It always starts with the Sonoran wheat and the bread.
Right, whether it's bread, pizza, tortillas. I mean, there's some good stuff happening in Tucson, but, you know, something to kind of form a base. But everything you're mentioning on the show sounds so delicious. You know, that the charcuterie plate or local, like, cheese that's sourced. All those are great things, and I like the sound of the wine. It sounds delicious and keeps something chilled. But, yeah, picnic basket with some... bread from Barrio Bread. There's so many varieties, you know, 30 different types you can get at the bakery during the week. It's going to be easier to get bread, you know. The winter visitors are kind of going home now, so the bakery will be open later. So yeah, come by and get a bread for the picnic basket, something tough, something durable, and yeah.
But I what
like
are you
higher elevation too for picnicking.
What are you having in yours? What's your favorite sandwich to make with your bread? And which bread are you using?
Oh, wow. You know what? It just depends on the bread. But, you know, I'll just say, like, right now I've made some pizza at the shop. It was a shorter day, so I made a pizza, and I'm taking it out to BKW Farms in Marana and to check out some grain. But having some pizza and maybe a cold beer out there, and yeah.
Well, one of my favorite things, Don, is the focaccia that you make.
Oh, definitely. Oh, that bread, you can fillet it open and put some fresh heirloom tomatoes and mozzarella and balsamic and olive oil, salt, pepper. I think that's a great sandwich.
Do you know what can I tell you what I put on yours, on your focaccia?
Yeah, yeah.
Your unique squares of focaccia. I make a little bit of a salad with peaches, a tiny bit of brown sugar, and chiffonade of basil. So it's the basil and sweetness and peaches, and I put that on top of the focaccia, so you're getting a salty, sweet combination of bright flavors.
Man.
It's so good.
Yeah, I can see the textures in that being super, too. Wow.
Will you tell everyone where Barrio Bread is?
Yeah.
Will you tell everybody?
Yeah, Broadway Village. So 18 South Eastbourne is down the sidewalk from Busy Breakfast Club, at the end of the plaza next to Cashew Cow. Yeah, come on by. Open Tuesday through Saturday, opening at 9 and going till late afternoon. So call before you come, 327-1292, to see if there's bread still on the shelves. But yeah, come on down and get your picnic basket. Start with the bread, and then there's so many spin-offs from there, depending on what you got.
Don, we're so lucky to have you here in Tucson. We really are. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, thanks for having me. It's so fun to be in the Tucson community and feed everybody.
We love you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer. Right. Thanks for having me.
So Chef Moody El-Barassi from the Coronet has just dropped some giant news that they are moving the Coronet from its location at 9th Street and 4th Avenue to the new Cushing Street. I know it was a giant story in Tucson Foodie.
Yes, because we love Sally Kane and Moody and Erica. So everything they're doing is an exciting thing because they make delicious.
I know, but Moody makes me swoon. Everything he touches is imbued with something really magical. Moody El-Barassi joins us now to talk about his perfect picnic basket. Moody, how are you, Chef?
I'm doing wonderfully. How are you?
Listen, I visited with you for a minute last night, and I just congratulated you on the big news that you guys are moving. Let's just, before we even get into the picnic basket, just tell everybody what's happening.
Wait. I have to fan swoon a little bit. I got a foodie group. All right. So Moody came and did our Art of Plating last fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. He did a piece of pork magic. Okay. He put it in this tobacco cream.
Mm.
Literally, I'm craving it. And it's 9 months later. And now my entire staff is standing out there making fun of the fact that I'm talking about something that I had one bite of 9 months ago.
I'm Moody, so glad you enjoyed it. I was a little nervous about doing a tobacco cream sauce, but
it was so good.
Really,
and how you kept that pork so perfectly cooked, I just, you're a king.
Oh, jeez. Well, thank you. We wrapped all that pork in a ton of Swiss chard after we roasted it.
Oh, wow.
I think wrapping any kind of meat in a lot of greens keeps it, you know, moist and nicely roasted if you have to hold it for, you know, an event or something like that.
Hey, guess who just walked in the door, Moody? Eric Harding from Elvira's just walked in. He's going to make a cocktail for us. I wish you were here,
awesome.
Man.
I wish I was.
Next time you're here, we'll get you a little liquored up. So,
Perfect.
Tell us, what's in your picnic basket?
So, in my picnic basket, it's funny that I'm coming on right after Don because, like, I'm a little bit starstruck to be on the same radio show.
Me
Don.
Too.
So, the first thing I have listed is pan au levain, two just big pieces of beautiful bread from Don. That would be the first thing that I put in there.
Mm.
We have it at the restaurant. I've become addicted to it. I eat it almost every day. So... that is definitely, for any kind of picnic, I'm going to have that there. The next thing I have is some kind of natural wine from... Do you guys know the natural wine company here in Tucson?
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
of course we do.
Luke Annabelle, I think, has, like, the most beautiful portfolio. So interesting. And there's no rules to natural wine, so I would just call him and ask him where I could get any of his wines right now and pick one of those.
Right on.
Canned fish from Time Market, because I love canned fish. And they have really
What do you like? Are you eating like olive oil smoked fish, or what are you eating?
I love smoked oysters. Of all things.
Me too. Like, I know. We're not allowed to admit this in public anymore.
Yeah.
Smoked oysters are delicious.
Why?
Any kind of fish, canned fish, especially from Spain. I think the Spanish too, just the most amazing canned fish, sardines. Yeah. Anything. Octopus.
I love sardines.
Yeah. I like canned octopus. I love canned fish. I grew up eating a lot of it. And there's really great canned fish in the Mediterranean. So, canned fish, barrio bread. What else do I have? Ben Forbes charcuterie. He makes his own charcuterie. And
By the way, if you haven't tried his bacon, it's knock you out good.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? And he delivers now. And I think,
on a bicycle.
And if you give him a shot of whiskey, he'll deliver for free.
Ben Forbes, he's our good friend.
Yeah,
he's everybody's friend.
So yeah, so some charcuterie from Ben Forbes, chocolates from Monsoon Chocolate afterwards. Their bonbons are the best now.
I'm smelling a blue ribbon for Moody El Barassi's picnic basket. I think we might have saved the best for last year.
And an olive from Caravan.
Oh yes, absolutely. That black sort of shriveled olive they have.
Yeah, it's Moroccan. Oh yeah, so good.
So you know, one of the reasons why I'm in love with Moody, he could not pick me out of a lineup, but this is the truth. I'm in love with Moody because when we asked him what is missing from our local community in terms of a type of cuisine, and he said British. And you know, I grew up there, and I said, this is a man after my own. Like, I have to get all of my British food flown to me. It's so annoying.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
It's so hard. I mean, you know, and I'll ask for a pudding, and they give me, like
a flan.
Yeah, like, that's not a like a pudding, a cake, or, you know, it just, no.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Moody, when you're ready.
I was scared to put that answer out there.
No, I did. When you're ready, let's do it. Let's open our own little shop, and we'll have a little pub shop with a restaurant in there, just like I grew up in Dalham in Suffolk, England.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. Yeah. Sounds beautiful.
All right. Thank you,
Chef Moody El Barassi, our friend at the Coronet, moving soon to the Cushing Street location.
I have two more, Jennifer, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, please hit us.
So, like, once the wine hits, right? I have two, like, of the styrofoam boxes of rolled tacos from Rolly's, those flautas that they make.
Right on.
They're amazing. Mm-hmm. I would get a case of that, and I would get a little box of the deep-fried deviled egg from the Dragon Chicken.
Oh, nice. Sort of the play on the Scotch chicken right there.
Yeah, exactly. The deep-fried deviled egg, that's perfect little treat.
Those are so good. You are such a connoisseur. You really know the best stuff.
He's an eater.
Well, he's an eater. But you know what's cool about... What's really cool about it is he knows the stuff speaks for itself. He doesn't need anyone to tell him, well, this is the best. Not only because he's a cuisiniste and he's a great chef, but he really just lets the things that are of high quality, that are so delicious, speak for themselves. That's why he's one of my most reliable go-to food friends in this town. And he will always tell you something surprising, like the fried devil eggs. Like, he will tell you something, or Rolly's. He'll remind you of something that you forgot is delicious, or teach you about something you never knew was delicious, and that's why we love him.
Thank you, we love you, because you're such a food groupie.
We love you. We're food groupies.
Well, we love you. Thank you so much. So we've got Eric Harding from Elvira's, and he's going to teach us our picnic cocktail. So we hope you stay with us, Moody, to listen to what Eric has to say about our picnic cocktail.
But before you go, Moody, please promise you'll come back and visit with us when the Cushing Street location of Coronet opens up.
I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of hard work, and I'm going to take a day off and spend it all day with you guys.
I love it. Thanks. All right, Eric Harding, our show mixologist, the official mixologist of Around the Table, is here to think of what we could batch up and bring with us for the ultimate picnic basket cocktail.
Yeah, so talking about picnic cocktails, you know, you're going to pare down quite a bit because it's not like you're in your home bar where you have the advantage of running water. You know, I think we're not going to definitely use many tools to make these drinks. So these are going to be really simple, easy to make. You can just pack a couple items in your picnic basket and then, you know, go out to the park or wherever you're at and make them right there on the fly. But so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to make a Paloma cocktail. So probably everybody knows that it's a tequila-based cocktail. Being here in Tucson and at Alvira's, then obviously we have a lot of tequila out there, and Palomas are always things that we serve at the bar. So we're just going to make the picnic version here today. So,
and what tequila did you choose for this? Because this, we were talking about, what am I going to bring to the Tucson Pops picnic concerts at Reed Park on Sunday evenings? Because the maestro is actually coming on the show with us tomorrow, and I want to tell him that we've got a special cocktail just for him.
Yeah, so today I chose Jose Cuervo Tradicional, which is probably a label that most people are probably not familiar. When you say Jose Cuervo, I think most people think of the Especial, which is actually a mixto tequila, but this is 100% blue agave. And this is a Reposado tequila that I picked today. So it's
Why is blue agave specific?
Blue agave, well, it's in order to be tequila, then you have to be 100% blue agave. Otherwise, it's known as a mixto, and they usually put green spirits in there. So being 100% agave is it's real important for the flavor, first off. You're going to get more of that agave flavor in there, which is so great, and that's what we love about tequila. So, so I've got Jose Cuervo Tradicional. I have a little bit of agave syrup. We're going to sweeten this up. And then something really cool that I love are the Q line of mixers. They have a lot of bubbles in there. And they have these little bottles that you can just take with you. But so we're just going to pour the tequila.
And what's our last ingredient? We've got about 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah. So last ingredient, it's the sal de gusano. And that's real important to have in the Paloma because you got to have that salty edge with the grapefruit and the tequila. It's going to go really well together with the lime.
Jennifer, thank you so much for having us. Tucson Foodie Edition of Around the Table number 3 is in the bag. Thanks for joining us. See us next week.